Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? Let me say it again. What's good, family? Come on, it's the 25th episode of By Faith Be Good. We are live tonight on Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank God for all the great things he is doing and for all the great things he is going to do. We thank God for all the great things he has already done. We thank God for how good he is. Come on, we thank God for how amazing he is. His amazing love that is unmatched, unconditional, unfailing, never ending. Come on, he's faithful and true. He's God and God all by himself. And so I'm grateful and excited, as always, to be back on Purpose Kingdom Network tonight to share a word from the Lord with you all, because y'all already know, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. This is By Faith Be Good. It is an hour of faith building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children unto him. Lifting up the name of Jesus, and so that all of God's children are drawn closer to him. And so that somebody tonight that is listening, or that will listen even after this live broadcast, that somebody will rise to say, what must I do to be saved? That the word that is going to go forth tonight from the Lord through the Holy Spirit, that it will strengthen your faith, that you can press forward by faith. Be strong in faith. Stand firm on the word of the Lord and be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your work in him is not in vain. Standing strong in who God is in your life and standing strong in who you are in Christ. Because with God, we are untouchable, unshakable, unbreakable, unstoppable by faith in Jesus' name. And so I do have a word from the Lord tonight, and that I'm going to share with you all. Shout out to all of my Philadelphia family. God bless you, especially my home church in Philly, the New Salem Baptist Church. I love y'all, Pastor Robert T. Moore Jr., First Lady Tona Moore, and interim pastor evangelist Audrey Whitaker. Shout out to all of my Chicago family, the Living Word Christian Center, Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston, all of my Living Word family. God bless you as well. And so let us open up with prayer. And then after we pray, family, we're going to get into the word, all right? And I pray that you are just as excited as I am, that you have a pen and paper, you're ready to take notes, you're ready to apply what is going to be poured out into you tonight so that you can press forward with it and be effective by faith. Amen? We have power. We got power to change our environments. We got power to be victorious every single day of our lives. We got power to inspire, to impact, to encourage. We got power, and we got to use it and know how to use it and learn how to use it. Amen? Amen. Wow, that's another word. And so maybe we'll, you know, as God sees fit, as the Lord permits, we'll come back with By Faith Be Good with that as well. But let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for another beautiful, blessed day you've blessed us to see. You've allowed us to see and be a part of. We thank you for a beautiful, blessed week that you've blessed us to press forward in by faith. Lord, we thank you that you are always with us. We thank you that you got all power. Because you are the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can depend on you. You're so reliable, so dependable. Thank you for your peace that passeth all understanding and shall keep our hearts and minds through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your joy that is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. We thank you for being a wonderful counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. We thank you. We thank you because you've been so good to us. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. So in the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. Be our teacher, our advocate, our intercessor. Oh, have your way tonight, Holy Spirit. We invite you in to dwell where we are. In the name of Jesus, be in the midst of every home, be in the midst of every studio, be in the midst of every job, be in the midst of every community. Lord, we pray for your love and your presence to be felt tonight, every single day of our lives, and all that we do and everywhere we go. Have your way in Jesus' name. Bless the word, that it go forth boldly, the word you've given, God, that it go forth boldly, that it be a blessing to your children, that they install it, live by it, and share it with others. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So let us get into tonight's word, all right? So tonight we're focusing on the topic, faith that gets God's attention. He responds to faith. Faith that gets God's attention. He responds to faith. Family, everybody knows, those who are believers of Jesus Christ, children of God, one of our main responsibilities is to have faith. I've shared with you all before, for those of you who are friends with me and follow me on social media, you know, even those of you who subscribe to YouTube, you know that every Monday God has blessed me to do a Monday motivational moment to share with you all a word from the Lord that's going to encourage you to press forward by faith in the new week. And so I've shared with you all this week this topic that we're focusing on tonight, faith that gets God's attention. He responds to faith. And so God, when I went to God in prayer about what he wanted me to share with you all tonight, he told me to do a continuance of what he gave me to share with you all on Monday. And so I've shared with you all Monday, as we all press forward, we know that there are tough times and circumstances, challenges and obstacles that come our way. As believers of Jesus Christ, you know, children of God, one of our main responsibilities is to have faith. Faith to get God's attention so that he can move on our behalf, having faith so we can get access to what God has provided, because God has already made a way. He's already opened doors. It says in his word in Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, that he's already gone before us to prepare the way. He's already made the crooked places straight. He's already made the rough places smooth. And so it's having strong faith that gets us access to what God has already provided, to what he's already done. That's why we can rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ, because he already worked everything out. He's already overcome the world. It's already done. It's a fixed fight. No matter what takes place in our lives, we can get access to what Jesus has already done for us, and not only for us, but for him to get the glory and for God's kingdom, his kingdom to be advanced. And so having faith, we can get access to what God has provided, and what we need to take place in our lives will take place. Healing will take place. Restoration will take place. The wisdom that we need from God, he'll provide it. It'll take place. Us accomplishing goals and succeeding and accomplishing and achieving, it will take place. Us being covered, being protected, it will take place. But we have to have faith, all right? Understanding what faith is, you know, how to have faith, how to be effective with faith. You know, in order for us to overcome every obstacle and challenge, in order for us to make it through whatever happens in our lives, we have to have faith. Can I say that again? In order for us to overcome every obstacle and press through every challenge, in order for us to make it through whatever happens in our lives, whatever tries to take place, I say try because the enemy will try to do things in our lives, and I say try because the enemy don't have no power. The enemy doesn't have any authority. The enemy is already defeated. The enemy does not have no jurisdiction over us. The enemy can only do what you allow him to. And so whatever tries to take place in our lives, we have to have faith. That's what's going to make us be victorious, effective when we declare God's word, effective when we go to God in prayer, effective when we begin to give God praise, effective when we begin to worship God for who he is in spite of what's taking place. Faith makes us effective. Faith gets God's attention. He responds to faith, okay? And so God heals in response to faith. God delivers in response to faith. He protects and provides in response to faith. And so it's so important that we have faith, that we have strong faith. And we know that everybody's on different levels of faith, but we have to get in God's word so that we can strengthen our faith, you know. And so, you know, God said in this word, all you need is to have faith the size of a mustard seed. And you can speak to that mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed, and it shall move and go into the sea. All right? So you can have faith the size of a mustard seed. But the more you get into God's word, the stronger your faith is going to grow. What happens when you plant mustard seeds? Let's stay right there for a minute. What happens when you plant mustard seeds? It grows into a huge, strong mustard tree. Mustard seed tree, right? It grows into a huge, strong tree. And so that's what happens with our faith. We got to take that mustard seed faith, plant it in the word of God so that our faith can begin to grow strong, so that our faith can begin to grow stronger and stronger and stronger, and we can get God's word established in our core. And so because what's in us is what's going to come out of us. And so if we have God's word established in our core, then that's what's going to come out in what we say when situations come our way. All right? Because God is the greatest power, we should never be defeated. Faith is so necessary and so important because, you know, by faith we are saved. You know, by faith we can experience who God is. By faith, you know, it's having faith that will manifest God's word in our lives. You know, it's only by having faith that we receive what we need. It's only by having faith, you know, that we can take ownership of who God created us to be. It's only by having faith that we can succeed in the life that God has created us to live, designed for us to live, living life and life more abundantly, and living to live again. It's only by faith that we can make it into the kingdom of God when Jesus returns. Come on, we want to be in position and ready for his return so that when he returns, we can hear, we can be caught up when he comes, and we can hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. You may enter, and we can see him face to face. We can bow at his feet, gaze upon his glory, praise and bless his name all day long without any worry. You know, having faith, you don't have to worry. Having faith, you don't have to be stressed out. Having faith, you don't have to be frustrated. Having faith, you don't have to drown in your feelings or your emotions. You can have great expectations because when you have great expectations, you have great faith. So having faith is an excitement. Having faith is a good thing. Having faith is having a reason to get excited. Having faith is having joy. Having faith is getting ready for what you prayed for. Having faith is getting in position to press forward to know that everything is going to be all right. Having faith is not being fearful. It's being confident. It's being courageous, you know, strong and courageous. You know, stay humble. Faith is not being arrogant. We have to stay humble. But faith is being confident because you know who God is. You know who God is. You know what he's said in his word, what he's declared and promised in his word to do in your life. And you know who God created you to be. You know, you have the mindset that you can be who God created you to be. You can go where God says you can go. You can do what God created you to do. And you can have all that God says you can have. Why? Because there is no limit with God. So we have to get into God's word to build our faith, right? So that not only will our faith be strong, but also God's word can be established in us. All right? So what's in us is what's going to come out of us. If you got hatred and jealousy and envy and malice and all those negativity, you know, negative things in you, then that's what's going to come out of you. You know, when we whatever in us is going to show in how we respond to situations. It's going to show in how we treat other people. It's going to show in how we function every day throughout our day-to-day endeavors. So we have to have faith and have God's word established in our core. So let's get back on track. Faith that gets God's attention. He responds to faith. You know, we are created to be faith, a faith example. Just like in Hebrews chapter 11, all those who are examples of faith in Hebrews chapter 11, we are created to be an example, a faith example. Just like Jesus is our faith example, we are created to be faith examples in the earth, stepping out of our comfort zone, pressing forward, walking by faith and not by sight. You know, not worrying, not stressing out, not being fearful. And don't get me wrong, because we know we're in the flesh. The flesh is real. And so you may have your moment, but what's important is that you learn how to bounce back and press forward by faith. We want to have faith to get God's attention. You know, you may say, well, Minister Merrill, God already, you know, we already have God's attention because God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. He is he who is, who was, and is to come. We already have God's attention, and that's true. God is all-knowing. There's nothing that he does not know. God sees everything. That's true. But what's going to make who God is effective in our life is having faith. And so God does know all things. He is all-knowing. He is fully aware of every single thing that takes place in this earth. But it's having faith to get his attention, because it's faith that's going to make who God is effective in our lives and position us to experience the full manifestation of God's word. And so I've shared with you on Monday some examples, those in the Bible who had faith and who got Jesus' attention, who got God's attention. And because they got his attention, they were able to receive what they needed. They were able to press forward in the way that they believed they could just by connecting with Jesus. Come on. And that's how we ought to function in the earth, family. We ought to have where we can connect with Jesus to receive what we need and press forward in the way that we believe and know that we can, pressing forward victoriously. Pressing forward as the head and not the tail. Pressing forward as above only and not beneath. Pressing forward as the lender and not the borrower. Pressing forward as a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Pressing forward fearfully and wonderfully made. Pressing forward perfected in Christ. Pressing forward as more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, who loves us continually. All right? Pressing forward, being able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Who strengthens us? And so we have to have faith to get God's attention so that he can move on our behalf. Yes, God is fully aware, but it's faith that makes who God is effective in our lives. And let me break it down. Let me break this down for you because there's two sides to this. There's two sides to this, and I want to share this with you because the Holy Spirit gave it to me, right? From one, you know, one side is where God shows favor. God shows favor, you know, and when God shows favor, God showing favor is people looking for you, people looking for you to work for you, people looking for you to bless you. That's God showing favor. God showing favor is you not having to work for what you need. It just takes place. The doors just open. The car is just yours. The job is just yours specifically. It just happens. God, when he shows favor, he just makes it happen for you. There's nothing you need to do. It's nothing that you deserve, but because he's so merciful, because he's so gracious, because he's God, when he shows favor, it just happens. There's nothing that you can do for it or have done for it. It just happens. That's when God shows favor. But the other side is when you have faith to get God's attention, when you have faith to put in the work, when you have faith to step outside of your comfort zone, when you have faith to go to God in prayer, when you have faith to meditate and study in God's word, when you have faith so that God's word can become your reality, so that God's word can become alive in your life, where you do have to put in the work, where you do have to seek and ye shall find, ask and ye shall receive, knock and the door shall be open, where you do have to put works with your faith, because faith without works is dead. Just as the body without the spirit is dead, faith without works is dead. And so we thank God that we have moments in our lives where he show favor. It just happens. What we need just becomes available. The doors just open. What we go after just becomes ours. Come on. But we also thank God for moments in our lives when we have to put faith to work by speaking God's word, when we have to put faith to work, putting in the work, enrolling in the school. It does not matter what your financial status is. It does not matter where you are. But you enroll in the school anyway. You develop the business plan anyway. You apply for the job anyway. You write the book anyway. You write the songs anyway. You take ownership of who you are in Christ anyway, in spite of what people say, in spite of situations that take place in your life. You function by faith. You press forward by faith because you know everything is going to be all right. And so I want to use some examples of those in the Bible who had faith and got God's attention. We know, for those who study God's word, you're familiar with the word of the Lord in the New Testament in Mark chapter 5, verses 21 to 42. But we're going to start at verses 21 to 34 right now, okay, first. And so I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. Matter of fact, I'll read it in the King James Version, and then we'll press forward from there. It says, "And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold," he was near the sea, all right? "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, 'My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live.' And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." So many people followed Jesus that they were just like, you know, thronging him. They were pushing him, like they were so close up against him. He was trying to press forward, and there's just so many people around him. So verse 25, "And a certain woman," now this is what faith does. This is the example of why faith gets God's attention. In verse 25, it says, "A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, y'all very familiar with this, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. It got worse. She went to see every doctor that she could see, and no doctor could help her. No doctor had a cure for the issue that she was dealing with. And not only did it not get better, it got worse. And here's the thing. In those days, if you were sick or had a disease, you could not come out of your home and dwell amongst others because you were considered unclean. And so she was to stay at home and not be around other people. But she made up in her mind that in spite of what people say, I'm going to connect to Jesus. I'm going to have faith that's going to get his attention so that I can give what I need and to press forward in the way he's created me to. Let's keep reading. I don't want to jump ahead. I'm getting excited, but let's keep reading. So verse 25 says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had, all the money she had, she spent it and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. And she had heard of Jesus and came into the press behind and touched his garment." Right? She made up in her mind, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can just touch a piece of his clothing, not touch Jesus, you know, not hug him, not even touch his arm, but if I can just touch, not even hold his hand, if I can just touch a piece of his clothing, I shall be made whole. She made up in her mind when she heard Jesus was going to be passing by. She made up in her mind, in spite of what other people say, I'm not going to be bound to this house. I'm not going to conform to this house. I'm not going to compromise and belittle who I am in Christ just because I'm not supposed to go out of this house. She made up in her mind, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to seek God for myself. I'm going to connect with the Lord. I'm going to have faith that's going to get his attention so that I can get what I need, so that I no longer have to suffer, so that I no longer have to be defeated, so that I no longer have to be left behind, so that I no longer have to be held back. But I can get what I need when I have faith to get his attention so I can press forward and be victorious and overcome and live life and life more abundantly. See, that's the problem today. A lot of us in this world are bound by a situation. You're conformed to the situation because it's taken place so long in your life that you feel like you can't get through it. But I've come to encourage you tonight that by faith you can break out of it. If you make up in your mind tonight that I will no longer conform to this situation, even in the midst of a pandemic, even in the midst of the injustices that are taking place in this world, you can still make up in your mind, no longer will I conform to racism. No longer will I conform to sickness. No longer will I conform to debt. No longer will I conform to being broke. I'm making up in my mind that I'm going to build my faith by getting into the Word of God so that I can get his attention, so that I can get his attention so that he can see that I'm ready to accept your will for my life. I'm ready to press forward in who you created me to be. I'm ready to fulfill the purpose you've assigned to my life. I'm ready to be effective. I'm ready to function efficiently. I'm ready to take ownership of who you are in my life, God, so that you can be effective. I'm ready for your word to be manifested in my life. So I'm going to make up in my mind, no longer shall I be bound. No longer shall stronghold and bondages hold me back. I'm making up in my mind, in spite of how the situation looks, in spite of what people are saying, I'm going to press forward and connect with the master. I'm going to connect with the shepherd of my soul. I'm going to connect with the ruler. I'm going to connect with my refuge. I'm going to connect with my fortress. I'm going to connect with my provider. I'm going to connect with my healer. I'm going to connect with my deliverer. I'm going to connect with the God of restoration, because it's faith that gets his attention, because he responds to faith. She made up in her mind, I'm not staying in this house. I'm pressing forward. I'm pressing my way through this crowd. I just need, she had such strong faith. She said, I just need to touch the bottom of his robe. I just need to touch the hem of his garment because he is power, because he is God. She had to know it. Okay, let me take my time. She got a revelation. She got a revelation. She got an understanding of who he was, and she made the decision to not be bound by her situation, but to press forward to get what she needs. She touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus knew it because of her faith. And listen, here's the thing. This is why faith gets his attention, because out of all the people that were around him, it says in the word that they thronged him. Throng means they are pushing up against him. So many people are around him. They're pulling him. They are trying to follow him and be close to him. But when she touched the hem of his garment, he turned around and said, who touched me? Listen, out of all the people that were surrounding him, he felt the virtue go out of his body. It's in the book, I know we in Mark, but it's also in the book of Luke. In Luke, it said, the word of the Lord says, he felt virtue go out of his body. In other words, he felt healing leave his body. He felt healing leave his body, and he knew that it had to be somebody that had faith that touched him in order to get what they need. That's how effective faith is. That's what happens when you're in faith. You get what you need immediately. Whatever the situation is, it's going to change. Come on. Faith to get God's attention. And so she touched the hem of his garment. He turned around and said, who touched me? She rose up and said, I did. She rose up and said, I did. And he said, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be sick no more. We got to have faith to have God, to get God's attention, because he responds to faith. Listen, I got a caller, and I want to invite that caller in. Caller, are you there?
What up, what up, what up?
Hey, hey, what's going on?
Good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
You call for me, God? No, because you was in the faith, but I definitely know if it, I did not hit the button, I swear. But my faith might have hit that button, bruh.
Okay. Faith.
Hello.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. Amen.
I can't even believe I'm here. Look, I'm like Jesus.
Yeah.
Every day.
God is good. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. It's a faith walk.
Every day. Continue on, bro. Oh, man.
Amen. Thank you so much for calling. It's okay. Thank you so much for calling in. You was in the spirit. You tapped that button.
I guess I was.
Now you're here.
I was just listening. That's what I said. I said, oh, it said unmuted. I'm thinking, God, no. What? Hello? Hey, it said be ever ready. What?
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
We're grateful.
Faith be good.
We're so grateful. By faith be good.
Keep it going, bro.
Yes, yes, ma'am. To God be all the glory. And so,
yes,
family,
love you.
I love you too. And so, family, it's faith that gets God's attention. Listen, here's the thing, though. In verse 21, there was a man by the name of Jairus who went to Jesus first. Come on. He went to Jesus first, and he asked Jesus to come heal his daughter. Now, because the woman with the issue of blood had faith in football, it will be called, in the sport of football, it will be called an interception. Listen, her faith intercepted Jesus. That's what faith does. She got what she needed. Sometimes you may feel like you got to wait until somebody else get what they need until you get yours. But if you got faith, you can get it when you need it. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me stop and just praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Sometimes you feel like others should be blessed before you. Sometimes you might want to be in position to be blessed before other people. But listen, God strategically blesses all of his children all at the same time in his own way. But you got to have faith when you get into those tough times, when you get into a situation that you feel like you can't get out of, when you get into a situation that you feel like is bigger than you, when you get into a situation that you feel like you can't shake, when you start dealing with spirits and the enemy is trying to come against you, the spirit of fear or whatever it is. Come on, you got to have faith to shake whatever you need to shake. You got to have faith to break out of that situation. You can get what you need when you need it, just like the woman with the issue of blood, all right? And she got healed. I know I didn't finish reading. I was supposed to go to verse 34, but I got excited, and the Holy Ghost started speaking, and I followed his lead, amen? But this is what faith does, family. This is what faith does, and it says, and behold, there cometh one of, let's go back down. Okay, so she pressed and she touched his garment. And let's go to verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples, watch this, verse 31, and his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and saith thou, who touched me? So his disciples are saying, you see all these people around you, and you talk about who touched you? All these people all close up on you, around you, and you talking about who touched you? And verse 32, and it says, and he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. And be whole of thy plague, and be sick no more. So this is what faith does, family. It gets you what you need. It positions you to be victorious. You can break out of any situation. There's so much revelation in this. So much revelation in this. Faith gets God's attention. He's pressing forward to go help. And it does not mean he forgot about Jairus, because that's what? From verses 35 to 42, after the woman with the issue of blood got made whole, after she got healed, he went back to deal with Jairus and his daughter. He never forgot about Jairus' request. Come on, there's another revelation. He'll never forget about you. That's what faith does. He'll never forget about you when you flex faith, when you put faith to work. When you put faith into action, he won't forget. God will never forget. Even when you have moments when you're in your feelings, even when you have moments where you're feeling stressed out or you feel like anxiety is trying to consume you, he's still with you. He never forgets about you. He never will forget about you. And he will always be available to work everything out for you. But you got to make up in your mind, I got to get in faith. Not only will God show favor and bless you and get you through some situations, he'll get you through all situations, but he'll also show up even stronger and mightier on your behalf when you're in faith. Faith is such power in having faith, okay? Such power in having faith. And let me break this down to you. Some of you may get mad when I say this, but I'm going to tell you like it is. Because the Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you this. That's why I choose relationship over religion. And I choose faith over tradition. Let me break this down for you. I choose relationship over religion. See, and I choose faith over tradition. Here's why. You got to have a real intimate, personal relationship with Jesus Christ to really get to know him. Don't just be religious. You're just going through the motions. You're just going through the formalities. I go to church on Sunday because that's what you do on Sundays. You go to church. I say I'm a Christian just to say I'm a Christian. I got to make sure I dress a certain way because that's what you do as a Christian. Don't get me wrong. We are supposed to represent God in the most excellent way that we can, dressing appropriately and so forth. But let me tell you something. Don't get caught up in religion. Have a real personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ so that you can really get to know him for yourself. Religion is very judgmental. Religion will, you can miss out on some things being religious. You know, you can get held back being religious. And this is why I choose, and let me break this down, and I pray this is going to bless you. I know it's going to bless you. And this is why I choose faith over tradition. Because when you think of tradition, you think of a cycle. When you think of tradition, it's continual. It's the same thing over and over and over again. When you think of tradition, it's limitations because you do the same thing the same way every time, all the time. It's tradition. But when you function by faith, there's no limit. When you function by faith, God will position you to step outside your comfort zone. When you function by faith, God will instruct you to do some things sometimes that don't make sense. Come on. When you function by faith, it's not logical. Come on. And so those we also have examples of those in the Bible who functioned by faith that it didn't make sense. It wasn't logical. And because they functioned by faith and not religion and tradition, they was able to press forward in what God promised. Who are those examples? Come on. He told Noah to build an ark. In those times, it hadn't rained for years. It didn't rain for years. And God told Noah to build an ark and to tell people they better get themselves together and get ready to get on this ark because it's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And people thought Noah was tripping. It didn't make sense. Why are you going to build a boat when we don't get no rain? And Noah's like, listen, I'm telling you, God is saying it's going to rain. He told me to build this boat. They clowned Noah. They thought Noah was just a drunk because Noah was a wine drinker. So they thought Noah tripping. He just probably, you know, sipping on that wine. He tripping. But guess what? That rain came. And guess what? They all realized Noah was not lying. Noah trusted God. He functioned by faith. Even though he liked to drink some wine, he functioned by faith, and he trusted God, and he did what God told him to do. And because he was obedient to what God commanded him to do, guess what? He was able to press forward in the new beginning that God had in store for him and his family to be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. Come on. Next, Abraham. God told Abraham to sacrifice his own son. And he told Abraham, go to the mountain to which I'll tell you, and I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac. And it didn't make sense. It wasn't logical. Abraham didn't know why God wanted him to do it. But Abraham trusted God. He said, God, this is what you want me to do, I'll do it. And right at the point where Abraham was getting ready to stab his son, God stopped him and said, listen. First of all, he provided a ram in the bush for Abraham to sacrifice, but he told Abraham because of his obedience, he blessed him and made him the father of many nations and told him that his descendants would be as the grains of sand on the seashore. His descendants will be as many as the stars in the sky. Come on, one more. You got Joshua. God told Joshua to round up the priests and the children of Israel and to march around the walls of Jericho 7 times. And he told them on the 7th time, blow the trumpet and scream, and the walls of Jericho going to come down. Come on. It didn't make sense. It's not logical. It's not traditional. You're talking about a wall that was, I can't remember how tall, but it was so tall. And you're talking about mud and cement, something so solid that he told them to march around seven times and to blow the horn and to scream and give God praise, and it would come down. And guess what? Joshua trusted God. Didn't make sense, but they did it, and the wall of Jericho came down. See, we're in a day, we're in a time today where we can't get caught up in religion. We can't get caught up in tradition. We have to function by faith. God is going to give us some instructions that it ain't going to make no sense sometimes. It's not going to be logical. It's not going to be ordinary. But you got to trust him with what he instructs you to do. We got to have faith to get God's attention. You know, we already have God's attention. But once again, when you have faith, it makes who God is effective in your life. It gets you what you need sooner than later. Even as you press forward through the process, you know, you're going to have to go through the process to get equipped, to learn, and to get ready for where God is going to lead you and how he wants to use you. But you have to be in faith. At this time, listen, I'm going to take this time to, and we're probably going to do a part two of this, okay, because I just have so much more to share with you all. But I want to take this time to present this opportunity. Somebody may be listening tonight, and I don't want you to be discouraged. I want you to be encouraged, and I want to simplify this for you. I want you to initiate the move and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't have to get caught up in religion. You know, you just do it because you just go to church because that's what Christians do. You say you're a Christian because when you accept Christ, that's who you are and that's who you become. No, I want you to really make the initiative to really accept Christ in your life and really spend the time to get to know him for yourself. Everything that you've been dealing with, every struggle, every problem, every tough circumstance, every situation, you no longer have to handle it on your own. You never have to handle it on your own. You can cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. I want to encourage you and let you know that you're never alone. Jesus loves you. His love is available to you, and he's waiting for you with open and loving arms. He wants to lead you in the right direction. I want to share the word of the Lord with you in John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent his son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. Can I share some good news with you in Romans 8:1? It says, for there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. You don't have to worry about being condemned or being judged or being come up against. Because when you accept Christ in your life, he'll fight all your battles for you. He will defend you. I want to share one more. Romans 10:13. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let me encourage you. It doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter where you are today, the mistakes you've made, the decisions you've made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, meaning believing in who he is, believing in what he's done for you, and believing in what he's able to do for you, he'll show up for you, and he'll work everything out for your good. In spite of the obstacles, in spite of the challenges, with God, you'll never be disappointed. If that's you, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and fallen short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Come into my life. And stay in my life, in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come into my heart. Come into my life, stay in my life, and have your way In Jesus' name, amen. If you just repeated that prayer after me, family, you just got saved. If you believe it without a shadow of a doubt, you just got saved. And this is the first day of the best days of the rest of your life. With God, you'll never be disappointed. And I encourage you to get into a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God, where they can help you grow strong in faith, and where y'all can help encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith and show love to all. God bless you. At this time, I want to ask Brother Rob to come on with our announcements.
Yes, real quickly, I'll go ahead and announce this. And yes, please, you know, inspire each other spiritually, because that is just the message that we, you know, we just want to really, you know, send out to everybody. You know, we want to make sure that, you know, you are actually just sending out that message that we want to inspire and encourage each other. And with that being said, real quickly, I'm going to do the announcements. This is a product of Purpose Camp Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you who have passed. Listen to tonight's program, whether you're listening to us online or via phone, we'd like to thank you so much for your dedication and your listenership. And also thanking, you know, you that have passed on to your friends and family members that we're broadcasting tonight. And we thank you so much. And with that being said, if you want to contact us via email, you can contact us, purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request. We gladly honor that, and we're thankful. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. Anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We can simply type in the host name and the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we gladly hope that you share that with our fellow family members. We'll also have a morning word of inspiration on Anchor.com or Anchor FM, where you can simply, on any of our social media links, you can get that morning word of inspiration. And if anytime, you know, you feel free to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And that way you can share with your friends and family. Just share the link, and they will get the message that Purpose Kingdom Network is on tonight, or any night that you are listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. Anytime you want to hear any of our past previous broadcasts, just feel free to go to www.blogtalkradio.com, which is the network that we're broadcasting on right now. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8:30 p.m. hour for Self-Expressions, hosted by me, Brother Robert Papa Putson. And, you know, once again, feel free to tell a friend or family member. And, you know, just for anybody that is listening online, we just like to thank you. We appreciate you, no matter where in the world you're listening to us. We just thank you for your support and your listenership. And with that being said, I'm just going to hand the ministry back over to Minister Bernard.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Rob, for the announcements. God bless you. Shout out to the whole Purpose Kingdom Network family. I love you all. God is just so amazing. And the family, if you need a word from the Lord, you can tune in literally every day of the week, and you will get a word from the Lord. There are many messengers from God, sent by God, or anointed, pointed by God, to come on here nightly and give you a word that will strengthen your faith, inspire and encourage you, and help you press forward to know that everything is going to be all right. For you to position yourself to allow God to be God in your life. All right? And know that the enemy is defeated. And so I want to just leave you all with this. Faith to get God's attention, because he responds to faith. Let me break this down. we know that God is fully aware of who we are because he created us. God knows who you are. He knows the number of hairs on your head. He knows you by name. He knows what you need before you even ask for it. He knows. There's nothing that he does not know. There is no place that you will go that he has not been there already. God knows everything. There's nothing you can hide from God. And so, yes, God is fully aware of what's taking place in our lives and what's taking place in this earth. But the Lord gave me the topic, faith, to get his attention, because faith will position you to hear from God. Faith will position you to be effective in the way God created you to be. Faith will position you for God to respond to you. He's going to respond to you regardless because he loves you. But for God to really be God in your life, you got to be in faith. Why? Because God set it up that way. God set it up that way for us to function by faith. We get God's attention when we're in faith. His word is manifested when we're in faith. The woman with the issue of blood, she got his attention. He was on his way to deal with Jairus and heal his daughter. But it was faith that stopped him in his track and positioned him to turn around to find out who touched him. She didn't even touch his hand, his arm. She didn't even call his name. She touched the bottom of his robe, and he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" Because it was her faith that extracted the healing out of his body that she needed. Why? Because God, I'm great, go again. Because God is all power. He is the word. He is healing. He is restoration. He's everything that you need. And when you activate faith, you can extract and receive who he is for yourself and for others that are around you. You can receive what you need. He can become who he is to you and for you. And so also I said, you know, choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. Let's not get caught up in cycles. Let's not function according to limitations. It's okay to have certain traditions in place because it's a family tradition or a church, church family tradition, something that's sacred or keepsake, something that you want to keep going that everybody enjoys and loves. But at the end of the day, don't get caught up in being religious. Have a personal, real, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ to get to know him for yourself. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and you'll be blessed for trusting in him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he'll direct your path. Have faith over tradition because you can really take ownership of being who God created you to be. Be great. Let your light shine. Give God all the glory and help, encourage, and inspire others. We need each other. We need a change in this world. And it's only going to take place when we, by us rising up, activating our faith and who God is and then his word, declaring his word by faith and doing what needs to be done so that we can be effective. Faith to get God's attention. Faith so his word can be manifested in your life. Faith so that you can be victorious. Faith so others, as you lift up the name of Jesus, others will be drawn closer to him. And we'll be so unified that God will be glorified, that nobody will be left behind, nobody will lose, nobody will be lost, but all of us will be saved, adopted into the family of God, living life and life more abundantly, doing the things that he created us to do, advancing his kingdom. God bless you, family. I'm going to come back on the next episode of By Faith Be Good with part two. So I pray that you tune back in. There's so much more to share. I also want to get into the second part of Jairus, what God did for him. And then there's also in Mark chapter 2, those who have radical faith. We're going to get into what they did as well. All right? God bless you. I love you. press forward, family. Y'all already know. By faith we good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. I love you. I'm out.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.